Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Hey, pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM, our program presented to you by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We hope you and your family are healthy and dealing as well as you can with all of the things that we are seeing here in this community in terms of our local response to COVID-19, the impact that it's had on our business community, the impact that it's had on life in general. We've been at this for a few weeks now. A lot of folks settling into their routine, and we hope that you have as well. Got an informative show for you this morning. We're going to visit with Sheriff Len Hageman, Watauga County Sheriff, and get some thoughts from him on the local response to COVID-19, what the Sheriff's Department has been involved with, but also some timely topics as well. We expect later today, Governor Roy Cooper will issue an executive order that will further curtail some social distancing standards inside essential businesses. And we've seen that topic discussed in the news here of late, and expect some legislative action or executive order action on that later today. Also, Easter Sunday right around the corner, and certainly that being a very important time for so many in our community, what will be the Sheriff's Department and the overall community's response to that? There are some conversations going on between the Health Department and the pastoral community here now on how to safely gather if that is possible and be able to hold those Easter services. So Sheriff Hageman gives us some guidance and gives us some thoughts about how he and his office will be responding to those things. So stick around for his comments. One thing that we do want to make sure you're aware of today from a programming standpoint, from 12 o'clock to 1, the Chamber of Commerce is hosting our latest Lunch Bites series, and that is a virtual lunch and learn. Today we'll be talking health and wellness at home while you're working from home, some self-care tips as well as some dietary guidelines and even some opportunities for exercise that are being shared by our good friends at the Broyhill Wellness Center. So you can register for that just like you do any chamber event. It's a free event available for non-members and members. Grab a lunch, sit down by your computer, and join us from 12 to 1 today for Lunch Bites. Again, as we get into some health and wellness guidelines, you can learn more about that at boonchamber.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, Sheriff Len Hageman joins us from the Watauga County Sheriff's Department. You are listening this morning to Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson, pleased to be joined by Watauga County Sheriff Len Hageman. And first of all, Sheriff, thank you for all that you are doing and your staff and deputies are doing to help and aid this COVID-19 crisis and keep Watauga County residents as safe as possible. I am sure this has thrown you all into some situations that you probably never dreamed of from a law enforcement perspective.
Well, that's true. It's unusual in one sense because we're just not used to having we can take care of a problem usually in fairly short order. But this is lingering, and it's scary, and it's caused us to do a little bit different mindset. But we're doing okay. We really are, and I'm very pleased with our partners. And the list for our partners is very, very long, but the our staff here has been excellent. They're understanding. Our sister agencies with Boone and Blowing Rock and Seven Devils and Beach Mountain and ASU and Hospital Police, they've all done very, very well. Emergency management has kept us in the loop. We've been updated continually with Jen Green and her team. And that's made a big difference. And there's tons and tons and tons of other folks, including the Chamber of Commerce, that we've had some questions forwarded to you. And that's been a huge resource and a huge help for us.
From an overall local response, when did the planning begin for how Watauga County resources, many that you just mentioned, were going to try to deploy and try to fight this thing when it was at the initial stages?
Well, to be honest, I think that all of us, again, our local law enforcement partners and emergency management in particular, and the county management, we kind of jumped on this very early on. We had received, or I had received some kind of feelers about a potential when it was more in Asia and in that area and moving this way. And we were able to kind of get on top of it, mostly through the Sheriff's Association with the other 99 sheriffs to begin dialogue about what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, particularly as it relates to hands-on arrests and the detention centers and even the court. And the court system has been a big, big help, too.
I know that a lot of attention has come in the media here lately about detention facilities down east. There have been some issues with infected inmates. How have you and your staff worked to make sure that, that the Watauga County Detention Facility stays clean and that inmates are safe from this kind of thing when they are incarcerated?
Well, you know, that is the biggest challenge and the biggest fear as well is, you know, what happens if, God forbid, it comes into this setting, because we can't send them to a third facility because, you know, unfortunately they're here for a reason and they're being held here for a reason. And it's not, it's unusual from that standpoint, but the downside to that is it's very close. Inmates, we do have dormitory settings. We have what we call pod settings. We have single cells. We have a female section. We have male section. And all of that is scary from the point of what do we do if something were to happen. We do have, and early on met with Jen and her folks, we do have isolation areas. And we had to work with maintenance about things that you wouldn't even think of about positive pressure and in the HVAC and things like that. And then, but the biggest thing that we've been able to do is, and this is a boasting, but I've heard it from the state level too. Watauga County has one of the cleanest jails in North Carolina. Our folks are constantly cleaning. I mean, it's unreal. And that was pre COVID-19 that they were doing that. And again, because of the setting, you know, there's a lot of folks that are in detention, unfortunately, that come to us with chronic illnesses and with acute illnesses, and we have to address those. And when an inmate does come in, they are screened physically, and there's a mental health screen. The only thing that we're doing now that's probably a little bit different is we're taking temperatures before they come into the facility itself.
Sheriff Len Hageman joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business. Sheriff, I know a lot has also been made here about large public gatherings, and we know that at the early onset when social restrictions and social distancing guidelines came to be, there were some very popular areas within our community that people wanted to go and kind of relax during this time, if you will. How have you all worked with other law enforcement partners to make sure that the guidelines in terms of number of folks that are allowed to gather in one place have been followed a little bit more strictly here in the now weeks since those guidelines have first come out?
Right. The first weekend that was very, very nice was a real challenge. But I can honestly say there was the one area, particularly out on 105, the folks understood. I don't think that things had settled in quite as much at that point in terms of, you know, the social distancing and, you know, well, it doesn't apply to me and that kind of issue. They did go to another facility, and quite frankly, officers, both state and local, we observed nothing but the social distancing. It was kind of a relief. And I think as time has gone on, people begin to understand the importance of social distancing. You know, we still got a lot of mountains to climb, but I think people are really tuned in. Watauga County is, our folks up here are fabulous. You know, we're resilient folks. We're helping folks. And I think they get it. And I think the general public gets it, even visitors and folks that are transient here. So it seems to be working. And obviously from the daily talks that we have with public health and with even with state EM and our local EM, the distancing, staying away, washing your hands, the things that we've told from day one, those are the most effective things that we can do. And I think really and truly people get it.
We'll take a break right now with Sheriff Len Hageman. We'll be back with more, including some discussion about the short-term rental hotel restrictions, also some new guidelines that Governor Roy Cooper is expected to announce a little bit later on this Thursday. Back with more of Mind Your Business after this here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning, presented to you by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate here on AM 1450 WATA 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, joined by Watauga County Sheriff Len Hageman. Sheriff, before the break, we kind of teased this a bit. One of the things that you and your staff were involved in last week, I think it was last week, it feels like a month ago, but limiting short-term rental and hotel stays here in Watauga County, that was something that certainly goes completely against everything this area is about in a normal time, but at a time like this, incredibly important. How do you feel like folks have complied with that guidance, especially in that immediate rash of people that were almost trying to COVID-19 vacation from other parts of the country?
Right. And to be honest there, it was a little unnerving because we were getting calls from folks that wanted us to stop people that had out of state licenses at the border and from Tennessee and everywhere else. And, you know, we don't have there's not enough people in Watauga County to keep people from going back roads and, you know, the way that our infrastructure is here. And we never got that signal. And hopefully we don't. Again, I think that people understand what's going on. And there was a little bump there in the road. The reasoning and Watauga County jumped on it very quickly, and rightfully so, was to begin to talk to the folks that have rentals. And so the county was able to, in their state of emergency, address that. It generated a lot of calls, and that's to be expected. We'd gotten some calls even from folks that, well, my next door neighbor's here and they've got more than 10 people, but turned out that it was there had been a death in the family. And so, you know, we kind of worked through that, and the officers went out and said, look, and in about 8 minutes, people had dispersed, you know, that was the toughest call, but we did have several, particularly the cabin rentals, the short term for the cabin. And what we found out, and again, thanks very much to the Chamber of Commerce, you supplied and Blowing Rock supplied a list of folks that you have contact with in your realm where the hotels were saying, yes, we're housing folks for that are essential. No, we're closed. We understand. The biggest issue, and we nipped it in the bud fairly quickly, surprising, was the third party, where you had, a named example, somebody like TripAdvisor and some of those where you can go online and, you know, rent the properties. And then once they found out, and it was interesting because, you know, these are folks that had no earthly idea that Watauga County had imposed this. And it didn't take long. And, you know, knock on wood, so far, we've had very good compliance. And again, thanks to the Chamber, because there is no way that we could have ever gathered that kind of listing that we got. And the explanations that were given, you know, some places have closed and have remained closed. Some have, again, I say, like the essential folks there. And really and truly, the compliance is fabulous.
Everybody's got a list, and there's a new list that will likely be generated today, as Governor Roy Cooper is expected to announce some enhanced social distancing measures for those essential retailers as early as today, those measures announced and put in place over the weekend. What do you anticipate that people are going to have to adjust to most as the state looks to step up things like going into a grocery store and standing 6 feet behind people in line? I mean, some places are doing that better than others, but it looks like there's going to be some uniformity to that. So with that uniformity, where do you anticipate the bumps from a general public standpoint?
Well, again, I think the people understand. It's definitely inconvenient. We had to go to Costco in Winston-Salem about a week and a half ago to get some supplies that we needed. And they were already doing it. You went in the line and you got a cart that was wiped down and, you know, they let you in. And I think there's been several other, the big box stores and even the grocery stores. When I've been out on a few times in the grocery store, you see people with masks, you see people with gloves, you see the social distancing. And what we've seen so far, you know, fortunately, I guess for us, and can't say so much for Boone PD and Blowing Rock, but most of those kind of encounters are in the city limits. And of course, again, you know, we help and they help us, so we'll make through it. It's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be some people that show up that feel like that they need to be in the front of the line. It's like everything else. It's first come, first serve, and, you know, hopefully everything will be okay and people will comply.
You know, one of the top days on the entire calendar coming up this Sunday with Easter in terms of gatherings, we see that in our houses of worship. We see that in family houses as well. What do you anticipate the messaging and what do you anticipate your response will have to be with some folks? I mean, we've heard tales of people that are in their 90s that have never missed a church service. So these being different times, how do you anticipate responding to what we may see this weekend?
Right. There's been some questions about gathering in the parking lot in cars and with a PA system. Some have actually done the same thing, you know, keeping families or whatever in the car. And there's a way that they can tune in on their FM radios to hear a service. A lot, you know, where I go, we've done Wednesday activities online. Now, the unfortunate part is, you know, people that have gray hair like me, not all of them are that savvy or may not have access to a computer or to a smartphone or whatever. And, you know, Easter is an important time. You know, Passover is an important time. Easter, Good Friday, Monday, Thursday, Easter itself. And I from what I understand, Jen Green is with the health department is meeting with some pastors to kind of discuss this and how and what to do. As far as I know, the sunrise service at Mount Lawn is still on, but it will be virtual. It's, you know, you're right. And you hit it on the head. And we were discussing that this morning. You know, church, particularly now for a lot of folks, is very, very important. And so how do we react to that? Which is going to be one step at a time. But I think, again, people understand, particularly in churches, again, like I said, with people that have gray hair like me, you know, we're susceptible to the potential is higher for us to become infected. And, you know, we need to be mindful of that. And most of the churches, they really do get it. And again, I think, you know, that's an issue that's even beyond, in one sense, us in the health department. You know, when you're talking about people's beliefs and what they need and what they want, it's important for them to be able to hear church service.
Final question for you, Sheriff, and I know that protect and serve is something that you live by, and there are some new elements that have been added to that definition when you're dealing with a global pandemic and trying to limit the local impact of that. We have seen evidence and heard stories and read the anecdotes of countless folks in this community, as you would expect, stepping up to rise to whatever that challenge is. How have you seen that spirit permeate within your own staff when their personal safety is, albeit in maybe a different way than you normally think of with a law enforcement officer, their personal safety is something that is, there are new procedures around making sure that they are safe, but yet they still come to work and clock in and do the job. How have you worked to motivate them, and how have they motivated themselves to again, rise to the challenge for a community need at a time like this?
Well, I think you just answered your own question. They are rising to the challenge and whatever it takes. And we're meeting that, I don't think we've had too many, that say, no, I'm not coming in. We did initially have a couple that had been overseas that we had some longer days that they were away from the office. But again, you know, we're just trying to, do the best we can with what we've got. And that spirit is alive and well in Watauga County.
Well, Sheriff, we appreciate everything that you and your staff are doing to keep everybody safe and answering the tough calls and tough questions at times. But certainly, as you said many times, we all get it and certainly understand and appreciate everything that the Sheriff's Department's doing in concert with everybody else here and appreciate your time here this morning.
Yeah, and thank you for getting the word out as well. That just makes our job that much easier.
All right. That's Sheriff Len Hageman. I'm David Jackson. This has been another edition of Mind Your Business. We're right back with you same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.